That's technology in general, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a game changer for us because, generally
Sure.
speaking, the audio is almost always better than cell phone or even landlines. So,
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
assuming that mine doesn't. Sometimes I have issues where I think I need to follow up with IT where it drops out on me. Anyway,
Right.
Matt, I'll have you help me set a good level on your voice by stating your name and your title.
Yeah, my name is Lieutenant Matt Plendel, PLENDL. I'm a lieutenant with the Wanakee Police Department.
Matt, I guess first off, I want to start out by saying that state statute is pretty specific about what people need to do, and more importantly, what they shouldn't be doing in school drop-off zones. Is that true?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yep.
Yep.
What have we seen here in Dane County in terms of injuries and occurrences at school drop-off zones that shows kind of a concerning trend?
In Dane County alone, in 2024, we had three children in the ages of 5 to 18 that were injured as pedestrians and two as bicyclists, in school zones. From the standpoint of the injury severity, I think, unless I'm mistaken, for the most part, we haven't had fatalities, which is obviously a good thing. But I mean, even one crash is too many, and then these injuries at the rate we're going, they just seem to kind of keep increasing. And I guess we from a law enforcement side are concerned, what is going to happen at the rate we're going right now.
Yeah, and I think these injuries are taking place because drivers are doing a couple of things that we see people doing on the roads as well. That would
Right.
be
I mean,
your.
our drivers, yes, from a standpoint of our drivers, a lot of it is, slowing down. That's in general all over the place, slowing down. But in the school zones where the speed limit's 15 miles an hour, oftentimes in those school zones, you've got a lot more congestion already because it's drop off and maybe pickup time. You've got kids all over the place, which they should be using marked crosswalks. But as we all know, kids sometimes kind of do their own thing. So, as the driver, we want you to kind of be ready and be really paying attention, minimize your distractions so you can kind of expect that unexpected if a kid were to dart out in front of you, let's say. So,
Yeah, eliminate distractions. Distracted driving being I mean, obviously a huge issue on our roadways and in school zones. I want to know, let's talk a little bit about school bus safety because this kind of goes hand in hand with it. And I don't have to tell you, I mean, we see some fairly egregious violations every year when school gets back in session and in some cases, obviously, there've been real tragedies involving people not heeding the school bus signs.
right. Yeah, exactly. Like you said, especially now, that's why this campaign is kind of focused this time frame, because now all of our kids are back in school. And over the summer, let's say while there weren't kids out and about, maybe some drivers developed some bad habits or forgot some of these things. And all of a sudden now we're back in school and there's kids all over, there's school buses. We do get complaints on a regular basis of people failing to stop for a school bus that stopped, picking up kids. And again, that with kids, you never know. We encourage everyone to stop, with ample distance between them and the bus, because you never know if a kid's going to come out from in front of the bus, behind the bus. And that's why the laws, state that you need to stay back from them and wait till that bus then has its red lights, off, and the stop arm, is back retracted and the bus is moving again. So just it kind of all follows the same flow of just slowing everything down, paying attention, and just making sure you're giving everyone plenty of distance and just kind of expecting that unexpected.
I guess lastly, we should also kind of reiterate because you referenced this a little bit. Kids can be unpredictable, and parents and guardians need to remind them, make sure they understand that they need to be careful and they need to be aware of their surroundings and also, do what's safe.
Right. That's something that I kind of stressed in a prior interview I did as well, that we from the Traffic Safety Commission talk so much about what drivers need to be doing and this and that. But in this unique circumstance, we, here in Wanakee, we've definitely seen a dramatic increase, Dane County as a whole. And as in some of my other peers that I've talked with in other agencies, even outside of Dane County, we've got a lot more kids that are on these maybe scooters or e-bikes or, and they, let's say for, we were all young once, we all like to have fun, but some of these devices are capable of, really going at some pretty high speeds. You combine those high speeds maybe with a kid or a rider that's, not really necessarily paying attention to their surroundings, and all of a sudden we're getting complaints kind of on a regular basis from people saying, "Hey, these guys are driving extremely reckless on these scooters. They're, they're flying through intersections. They're not looking for traffic. They're not using marked crosswalks." And that, from a police standpoint, we obviously can't be everywhere at one point at this at usually when we're needed, we obviously can't be there all the time, but so parents, if you can help us out by just having those conversations with your kids, especially those kids that are maybe operating some of these devices that, they really do need to be paying attention to what's going on around them. And, kids in general sometimes think that they never think that these things will happen to them. But like I said, we're at the rate things are going right now, I'm concerned with where we go in the future, and we need to start trending this in the other direction.
One last thing I want to talk about is the role of school crossing guards. When I was in elementary school back in the dark ages of the 1970s, we had, we had the guy. It was always boys who had the orange flag and the Sam Brown belt, and they would, let the kids across the busy streets surrounding our elementary school.
Sure.
I was had to drop my granddaughter off at her elementary school this morning, and crossing guard gave me it. I was trying to make a U-turn to get, because we were late, we had to go to the office. She said, no, I had my window down. No U-turn. You got to go that way. So, I mean, obviously, those folks play a vital role, and everybody, drivers and pedestrians and students, need to pay attention.
And right, I mean, you nailed it there. The thing is too, with these crossing guards, most of our communities, we do try to put them at, or the schools, I should say, they usually are the ones that organize that, but they try to place them at, obviously high volume areas where they could be utilized the most. But that being said, there's obviously going to be intersections then that where they can't always have a crossing guard. So that again kind of goes back to a combination effect of kids, parents making sure your kids realize looking left, looking right, making sure that intersection's clear, using those marked crosswalks. And again, from the driver's standpoint, to be slowing down and paying attention, especially if you see a kid in the area, you never know what that kid's going to do, because the chances are they may not be paying attention to you as the driver. So, again, just be ready for anything. So, and then where there are intersections with crossing guards, obviously, to be giving them the space, let the crossing guard do their job, because they're obviously there to protect our kids and to keep everyone safe. So, again, it's just kind of a collaborative effort between everyone involved in this to hopefully. Like I said, we're raising awareness is what we're trying to do. We don't expect to enforce our way out of some of these issues we're having, but collaboratively with some education and some teamwork, we're hoping to get things going the other direction.
All right, good stuff, Matt. I appreciate you taking the time this morning for this. Anything in closing relevant that I haven't asked you about that bears mentioning?
I think we actually covered a lot, and a lot of the points that I wanted to, like I said, hit in this interview and a previous interview, which I felt like I missed a little bit before, but I think we got the vast majority of it. I know, Bobby, with you being a statewide network, sometimes I think people maybe are like, "Oh, this is, we're talking with Matt from Wanakee, but and he's talking about Dane County, but these issues are not just specific to our area. They're going on in big cities, small cities, villages, towns, you name it, statewide." So, I think the more we can spread the awareness and stuff, I think it obviously can only help this issue. So.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because clearly this applies, from Superior to Racine and all points in between. It's an issue that needs to be on the top of people's mind this time of year.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Matt, thanks very much. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Bob. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.